National Hockey League season has just begun, and I'm a big hockey fan. Godspeed to the NHL. I hope they really do something with what they have, this golden opportunity, decreased competition. The NFL is always going to be the alpha dog of the fall winter sports. College basketball isn't really going to take that much flight, but the NBA and the NHL are like they're sibling leagues. They use the same arenas for the most part. The commissioner of the NHL used to be the deputy commissioner of the NBA. They basically structured the leagues the same as far as conferences and divisions. In a lot of ways, the economics are the same. And you got to wonder, the NHL is having all the success now. They're under the NBC, Universal, Comcast umbrella. They're being covered by that umbrella from the economic crap storm that's going on. They're more stable. They got a golden opportunity right now to do something with this lockout the NBA's having. It's ironic, though. Any future success the NHL has because the NBA is locked out, got to remember the NBA lockout is in part because of the success of the NHL. Because they're such sibling leagues, they're so similar in so many ways, the NBA is trying to get the same kind of hard salary cap the NHL has. What happened with the NHL was they had a crappy TV contract before they lost their year in 04 and 05. People don't remember that. What happened was they were spending way too much on free agents. They were banking on the ticket prices in the arenas to pay for these contracts. The problem is, a blue-collar sport like hockey, you're charging these really expensive prices for the lower bowl seats. Upper decks were fine, but there were plenty of empty seats in the lower bowl. People couldn't afford it. NHL teams are losing their money, and they had to do something. And they, God bless them, I guess. I'm not a big fan of the business model that you shut down your store and you deprive the people of your product to make a profit, but apparently that's what they did. They did well. For them, anyway. Hockey fans like me suffered, but we're back. The NBA is doing the same thing. How bad of a businessman do you have to be where you think, I can do a better job, I can make more money, I can have a bigger profit if I just don't have a business, if I don't play the games, if I don't make it available to people? It's exactly what they're doing. The NBA looks at the NHL and they say, look, our spending's out of control, just like their spending was out of control. They got the players in line. They gave up a whole year. They ate some crap for a while. They went through some hell, but they're back. We can go through a little bit of hell. It'll be less hell than the NHL because we had a much bigger TV contract. People love the NBA. It's fantastic. We'll recover a lot quicker than the NHL will. I think it's disgraceful to a point, but God bless them if they want to try it. Basketball's not my favorite sport. I like it. It's not my business. I think if you butcher the deal with the players a little too much, they're going to be resentful. And let me try to find a delicate way to put this. I've heard stories about NBA players that have beefs with other NBA players. Gilbert Arenas comes to mind, bringing guns in the locker room. Charles Oakley used to beat up people. Who beat up Jeff McGinnis? Was that Charles Oakley that beat up Jeff McGinnis? There's some badasses in the NBA. And I'd be afraid of what's going to happen if they feel like they got the shaft really bad with the new CBA. I'm not saying they're going to go postal on everyone. I'm not saying it's going to be the Ron Artest melee every night. I'm saying you think guys mailed in fat contracts before. Think of what guys could do now. If they're feeling resentful, you don't think they're going to take games off? Like Rasheed Wallace was talking about, cut the check, CTC. There's a lot of immature people in the NBA. Hostile people in the NBA. But back to the NHL, though. They really need to make sure that they stay hot. They got to promote the stars. They got to get Sidney Crosby back, first of all. Almost a calendar year now with a concussion. They had that big fight, Penguins and Capitals, a couple days ago. Aaron Ashram knocked that guy Beagle out. Well, of course, they forget about Beagle taking off Chris Letang's helmet and giving him a little jab in the face. I kind of figured there was going to be some stuff going on during that game because Sidney Crosby's concussion happened against the Capitals in the Winter Classic. He played a couple other games after the Winter Classic, but the concussion symptoms were directly related to that cheap hit, that elbow, in the Winter Classic. So I figured there was going to be some fisticuffs or some chippiness, some general bad blood between the two teams. Wasn't wrong. NHL's really got to strike while the iron's hot. They got to promote their stars. They got to. They got to get these young guys, Jonathan Toews of the Blackhawks. They got to get, the Sedin brothers. Got to get American and Canadian guys. Who's a big American guy in the NHL? Stamkos. You got to really market Stamkos. You got to pump him to the moon. Shea Weber in Nashville. Trying to think of these guys. Minnesota's got Danny Heatley, Devin Setoguchi. Rick Nash with the Blue Jackets. Blue Jackets stink, but you got to pump Rick Nash to the moon. Rick Nash is a stud. Stone Cold stud. Tavares with the Islanders. The Islanders really are bad, but he's a great player. Drew Doughty with the Kings. They got Kopitar, too. Hate to say it. Don't want to sound xenophobic. Don't want to sound shallow. but you're better off marketing people with at least English-sounding names, even if they're Canadian. People that have English-sounding names, I think, will more easily be identifiable with the American public. Nothing against Anze Kopitar, who's a great player, but Drew Doughty has a more English-sounding name. I know that sounds stupid. I'm trying to think, who else? Who else could you market, really? That's huge. Dustin Byfuglien with Winnipeg. Of course, Ovechkin. He's Russian, but he's a worldwide star. You got to realign. Do what you did with the All-Star game, where you took the conferences and you threw them out the window. You had Eric Staal of the Hurricanes. You had Eric Staal of the Hurricanes. You had Nicklas Lidström of the Red Wings. With two captains, you did a schoolyard fantasy-type draft. Pick the All-Stars. Just pick teams. Conferences didn't mean a thing. Got to do the same realignment. I've got on my blog, notchville.blogspot.com. It's called the Soapbox. I've got realignment that works for everybody. You completely scrap the conferences. You go five divisions of six teams each. And you don't have any team that's more than one time zone away from anybody else. Because really, you don't even need the conferences. The South Division, basically, you put Dallas in the mix. Why should Dallas be out west with the Pacific time zone teams? Put them with the Florida teams. Put them with Nashville. Put them with Carolina. Because they're mostly a southern city anyway. You've got the Norris Division, Minnesota, Chicago, St. Louis. You mix them with the Winnipeg and Alberta teams. You got the three Eastern Canada teams with Buffalo and Detroit that are right there. They border on Canada anyway. You put the Blue Jackets in that division. So that way you got everybody in the Eastern time zone. Those two teams are happy. Detroit and Columbus, they're always griping about being in the Western Conference. Put the three New York teams with the two Pennsylvania teams in Boston. That's an awesome division. You got the true West Coast division. You got Colorado is as far east as it goes. And then you got Phoenix, the three California teams in Vancouver. That can work. Playoffs, just seed them 1 through 16. Five division winners get the top five seeds. Schedule can be worked out easy. They always have contingencies for the schedule. Got to do something big. Can't just think like the NBA thinks. Look at them now. Why would you want to think like them now?